I didn't agree to this.
That's what we should start every. That should be the podcast start every time. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homeschool, the podcast where Andrew Rivers and I tell some monologue jokes at the beginning with the guest comedian who interrupts, laughs, leaves the Zoom because they're bored, whatever they want. And this week, that guest is very, very funny.
Leave the Zoom because I'm bored?
From Dry Bar. From land and sea, he's just freaking kills the cruise ship comedy game, among other things. He's the best.
And is he pouring alcohol into his cup?
That's a compliment. I don't know.
The jokes have started. He's crushing the cruise ship game. All right. Thanks, man.
This is the youngest cruise ship comic we've ever had on the podcast. So.
Hey, I actually might take that title.
Yeah. He's very hilarious. He has a Dry Bar comedy special.
His career is over faster than everyone else's.
In the pandemic, he became a very talented filmmaker. Maybe you were pretty good before, actually. I don't know. I thought it was mostly pandemic. We'll talk about it. Spencer James is his name. There he is.
Hello.
Angry. Where can people see you live? You do comedy all over. Where can people see you live?
The cruise ships, man. You already said it. Cruises make up, you know that. They pay well. So there's a cruise ship coming near you. It's on land, if you want to see, it's I'll be at Brad Garrett's in Vegas at the end of March, and then I'll be at the Laugh Factory in August. I think I'm in Louisville. I think I do Tucson laughs in Tucson. That club, love that club. So, there's only like four or five of them, but spencerjames.com, if it's up to date. So you can find me on Instagram, just follow me there, or YouTube is the big one. I'm gonna release those videos here at some point. So
that's awesome, man. Brad's is amazing. Laugh Factory is great. Of course, Laughs in Tucson is one of the funnest clubs. They move you up so fast there at that club too. You can just skyrocket.
Anybody that has not gotten moved up at that club hates you right now.
Yeah. Well, I hopefully know I'm sarcastic. It takes a long time. Anyway,
not for good comics. Just Corey takes a long time.
Wow.
We'll let you co-headline again. we are going to be, Andrew's going to just be visiting his parents here in the next 2 weeks, but we got North Bend.
North Bend, March 26th, Corey Michaelis, North Bend Theater. I'll be hosting, and come on out. It'll be a grand time.
Spencer, we need to set up cross-posting with your videos. Let's talk about that after the podcast another time. Okay. But, you can come out and do my Everett show, maybe.
Let's do it.
But now let's get to the jokes. But first, you got to do a 3-second pause because we don't know how to edit anything. So,
so don't say anything you regret, okay, Joe Rogan? All right. Welcome to Homeschool 79. And I got to be honest with you, these jokes this week are not going to be that good. I'm still exhausted from our trip down south.
Oh, that's what she said. Hey-o.
Ooh, case in point. Wow, we really went wild on the last night. I woke up at 4 a.m. in an alley, or a Jessica. I can't remember her name, actually.
Big gal. You are welcome for keeping her friend busy for a couple hours. You owe me one.
Oh, man. A grenade.
Sweet lady.
What's that tonight? That's the name of a drink out there, too. A hand grenade. And Corey would have needed 8 of those to make her look beautiful, but sweet gal.
Oh, man, I like that. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
If you order a woman a drink, it's a hand grenade, and it's implied that this will make you everybody.
I don't know if that should be the rule when you order the hand grenade. Hand grenade drink. Let me Google it.
No, but it is true. It was the last night, and there was a cute gal interested in Andrew, and her friend was cute. Her friend was cute too. I just was, I don't need to be hooking up with a lady. So we wandered around town while Andrew had a little fun, and
Yeah, so there is a drink. It comes in like, it looks like a giant dildo, actually, but it comes in a thing, and it's round at the bottom. And
this is the only penis you're getting tonight.
It looks like a huge giant dildo.
It's just a giant dick, like this big, you know.
Enormous.
Just
comes in a shot glass.
Enormous. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like I did Corey more of a favor than he did for me. I mean, he finally had someone fun to hang out with at a bar until 2 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I love sitting in silence with you. It's so fun when girls ask me if I'm with the weird guy in the corner staring at the TV. The only difference is she laughs at my jokes. So.
Yeah, I can see why you would want to hang out with her more. But I was a little scared when you left me all alone because I wasn't sure if she was too drunk. I mean, she was very aggressive. I needed witnesses.
I mean, I saw her grabbing at your belt. She knew what she wanted, and she was going for it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if she knew what she wanted, we were making out and she called me Austin. So I don't know if that came. I guess that's just because I look homeless and I was pitching a tent in my pants, but that could have been it.
I don't know if that's a deal breaker, but you called her the wrong name twice at the start of this podcast. So.
Is there a lot of homeless people in Austin?
I like it.
There it is.
We will also explain them as and why we think they're
I feel like the worst audience member right now.
Oh, this is great.
This is above par. You're doing great.
This is when you stop, like people stop your show. Be like, oh, I get it. Shut the hell up. Like,
but it is, you're the only audience, so it's important for you to understand the joke, you know?
Yeah. I like all that stuff. With hand grenade was funny. Yeah, I like all that stuff.
The other stuff, yeah.
Way above par, just like your golf game there, Spencer. Here we go. Ooh. All right.
It's definitely up there. Yeah, I suck.
Well, listen, she needed some liquid courage, you know?
Who doesn't?
She made a move, needed the courage to do it. And also, she needs to be blinded waking up next to you.
All right, that's
kind of funny. She needs liquid courage. Give her the Medal of Honor if she actually goes home with you.
She was walking funny after that. She could get a purple heart and a purple cock, but she had a limp. That was before I fucked her, though. That was that's why she agreed to it. She couldn't get away. Well, I could only play defense for so long. I had a good game plan going in. I gave my all in there, and I don't want to blame anyone else, but the cock blocking was below average, Corey. Yeah,
the better team just won yesterday, you know?
Yeah, you got to hand it to her, and she handed it to me.
I don't understand who was you guys were helping each other? You were helping each other, or someone was cock blocking the other guy?
Well, I'm always nervous, you know, with a hookup. You just meet and there's a ton of conversation. There's not time to be like, so what are you after and what do you think about all, you know? It's just like, she's like, where's your hotel? And I'm like, all right, well, I guess this is happening, you know?
So it went all the way. So yeah, you did succeed. You did get a touchdown.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And I was doing everything I could to make it happen, but it wasn't helping. Like, he didn't need any help.
Right.
Like, she was interested, but he needed help with the scenario and the situation. He had a 5 a.m. flight. We were staying in the same condo, and it was only one bed. It was an open floor plan with only one bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, not even a bedroom, just here's a bed on this side of a wall, and here's a kitchen.
Yeah.
I like how you walked over there.
Seen in my life.
I like how Corey walked over there to help. It's like when you're going across, like a crosswalk, and there's a crossing guard that's not
exactly.
Now you just look weird. Now you're just a weird old.
Well, she was with a friend too, it was kind of like. I wasn't sure if she was drunk and too drunk. She was calling me the wrong name, and I was like, I don't know, you know. When it comes to like hookups, I prefer less like swung on and belted, and more of like single, bunt the runner a second, double to left field, you know. But the third base coach has got to wave me home. Yeah, I respect the long arm of Johnny Law in left field, you know?
I get it. You could, as long as, yeah, as long as you got two witnesses that say it's okay, her and Corey, then you're good. I would have just pretended.
Yeah, my friend that co-signed it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If she called you the wrong name, she could, you could have just been like, that's my, oh, that's terrible. You're like,
well, we waited, and you know, we waited a while for, you know, Corey even came back late. What time? I don't know what time he came back, but he was like, oh, the drink is still full, you know, because she brought a drink from the bar to the condo, and
yeah,
well, and then he was like, "Oh, good, she didn't drink any more of that. That's good." Yeah,
that's good. Well, we came back, and there was a door open situation, and then a door closed and leave again situation. So they had a good time.
Oh, you came back? I didn't know you came back.
Oh,
one other time.
We came back during, and we were like, "Oh, all right," closed the door and left again.
Look
at you, Andrew. All right.
You know, we thought we heard something, and we stopped for she called out, but she was screaming the wrong name, so who knows?
Who knows who she says? Speaking of long arm of the law, yeah, we respected the law, and then they had a car that was like blocks and blocks away, so walking with the car and brought that back.
Just so you're clear, guys, if you're talking about a sexual hookup and you're using phrases like we respected the law, like this is not a good story.
This is not much worse. Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
Nobody asked if
the
you...
letter of the law.
Yeah,
the
the law. I mean, this is like a Cosby testimonial. Like this is like I respected her.
Well, that's like if a cop stops you just to like chat with you, and you're like, "I didn't steal that car," and you're like, "He's like, what? What car? What are you talking about?" Well, listen, it went well. It sounds.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like to brag, but you know, when it comes to foreplay, I'm like Dr. Dre with my fingers.
Oh, you only know two notes.
Hey, that's all you need to kill it for 15 minutes during the halftime show. So,
all right. Well, this analogy is getting a little wonky, I think. It was good to see Dr. Dre at the Super Bowl, though. I forgot about Dre.
Eminem on the set.
Yeah. Neil.
Yeah, it was a good tour, Neil. Though. Bald and beautiful. Can't hear you. All right. We started in Shreveport, Louisiana, home of Elvis. And we went to Lafayette and Ocean Springs and ended in Mobile, Alabama. And it gave me deja vu to our Goldilocks tour because there was three beautiful gigs and one ugly one.
Yeah. Well, that's all good. Elvis isn't from Shreveport. They just put up a statue of him because he did a show there one time. It wasn't.
Oh, well, if they ever build a statue of us, that is one piece of history the South is okay with scrubbing from the textbooks.
That's right. Get rid of this. These guys. These guys are racist.
I looked it up because I was like, why is this I was like, home of Elvis, and then I was like, I thought he's from Nashville or something, like Memphis maybe. I don't know what's going on with Elvis.
Googled it, you're correct, and then Corey is saying you're not correct.
Well, we just, this is just for the jokes, you know. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
No, we're all right.
wait.
Well, he's saying that you said he was from Shreveport, and then I said he wasn't, and then he's
right. Yeah, right.
Shreveport. He's not from Shreveport. He's from like Memphis or Nashville. But then he lived in. I toured his home in Palm Springs, so I don't know. I got around, I guess. Not in his later
Elvis.
Years.
No, he was happily married and
stayed in one home his whole life with one woman. Well, we had three sold-out shows and Mobile, Alabama. What kind of morons book a comedy show during a Mardi Gras parade?
I thought people would want to see the tits I've been growing during lockdown, you know? I didn't even know Alabama could spell Mardi Gras, but honestly, I didn't know it was going on. Mardi Gras doesn't start until March 1st, but Alabama doesn't know how to read a calendar. They celebrated that shit for like 2 months.
Well, they can spell Brandon really well, though.
I guess that's why they didn't show up for the show, if they can't read a calendar. I mean, I don't know what you can't expect it.
You're right. Yeah.
We don't normally do Sunday shows, but we thought since Monday was a federal holiday, we might be able to make an exception. It might work out. I mean, President's Day, people are usually off, but not there. They just go to work.
Yeah. Our first mistake was thinking the South gives a shit about President Lincoln or the current one.
Yeah.
Or any of them.
The science museum looked pretty empty as well, as far as I could tell. But it was a lot of fun rolling that Mississippi mud.
The science museum being empty in Mobile is not shocking.
But there were several. We just kept driving around. Science, science, science. I don't know. The one had quotes around it, though, so I don't know what that means. But, we had two outdoor shows, made me feel at home, tents in a park, just like Seattle.
Yeah, and their parades were gayer.
Yeah. Big parties on the streets. Interesting that a city that doesn't believe in masks or vaccine as preventative tools for COVID would have police corner of six blocks full of cops all around the clubs and bars, you know?
Right. Why do people need guns to protect their home? Like, only 0.001% of Americans die from gun violence every year. That's less than the flu.
Yeah. Guns are contagious down there. All that camo, I thought about buying one for sure.
Yeah. The most nerve-wracking thing to me was walking on stage when there's a band set up behind us. Like, I didn't want people to think we have talent. Uh-uh. But
ooh, it's going to be musical comedy.
Ooh. But I think that was my favorite show. And plus, that guy after, he was like explaining how they have Mexican ladies come in and peel the crawfish and they get paid by the pound.
I mean, I also pay ladies by the pound, but
must have been an expensive trip.
Yeah. The hand grenade.
Well, it's fun to try the local cuisine and the local culture. And we had etouffee and catfish and po' boys. It's no wonder Elvis died on the toilet.
In Mississippi, every day is Fat Tuesday. But yeah,
fattest. They are the fattest state in the union. I don't know if that's a joke for that.
No wonder.
This guy looks like he's never left Utah except to go on a boat. So.
Hey, I like that about no calendar, though. If we're still following Mardi Gras, no calendar, and every day's Fat Tuesday, it's like, we don't look at that. Every day's Tuesday.
Mayans. Well, it's hard to keep people united when they are literally getting crowded around each other. You know, the land is breaking away from the lower 48 states. Louisiana is below sea level because they're so fat.
There's something about Alabama trying to include everybody, but really not giving a shit about it. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, we don't care about the mask thing, but we want to keep you safe from the gun thing. Well, we want to celebrate everyone's holidays, but it's not
President's time.
We don't give a shit. We're still going to celebrate it. We're trying. It's all, we're doing our best.
There's so much division. Oh, you guys take tomorrow off? Fucking no. All right.
I like that.
There's a lot of attractive women dating really ugly guys down there, we noticed on the streets. Not just Andrew and that gal, but...
Come on.
Pretty good.
Good for her. I might move down there and take my chances. Yeah. Everyone is very nice in the South, though. Maybe that's it. The women are too polite to say no to a guy.
Oh. Too light. That's why they don't care about consent. They don't believe in vaccines. They're not going to believe in moisturizer, I don't think. So.
So you guys went way over the top. If the hookup happened in Mobile, which it didn't, where did the hookup happen?
That was
Alabama.
Mobile.
Yep.
That was Mobile. Oh, yep. Man. Okay, that's a great tie-in.
It was like, so yeah, there was literally a big, huge parade, two parades, one happening at the exact time our show was supposed to start. So everybody was like, are you doing the show? And we're like, we're going to probably wait to not compete with this. It's more interesting for sure. We were more interested in it. We were like, throwing
were you
showing our tits. Well, I mean, it was fun, but definitely didn't want to compete with it.
Yeah. It was kind of a boring parade. Like, they throw beads and stuff, but there's no tits. There's no nothing.
They're a bunch of cream pies.
They threw, like, yeah, moon pies. They threw, like, little moon pies at you and stuffed animals and stuff like that. And
they threw food at you? They threw food at you in Mobile.
Yeah. From
a parade float, yeah.
Don't you guys want this?
Bad Tuesdays all day, every day. They threw food at you from
moon
parades.
Pies. Cream pies and stuffed animals and the whole thing.
A parade really has to just be one or the other. It has to be something where kids can go, or it needs to be a place where you see titties for beats. Like, it needs to go. If you're in the middle, you're just weird. Like, if you're in the middle, it's just weird. But like, you can't show titties and kids. Like, it's got to be. What are we doing?
Kind of in the middle, yeah. And there's they weren't floats because they wouldn't have floated. People were pretty heavy, so they were nice. Everybody was nice.
The parade is the only thing down south that's able to float, but
people are nice, like different cultures, different beliefs, but so many people came up to us and were just like, oh, bless your heart. You know, made me feel great.
Yeah. You know, your parade's going bad when a tow truck shows up to try to help all the others.
There was a fun couple that wanted to ask us about masks, which was great. They were like, look, we're just, we do things different, but do people up there really wear a piece of cloth over their face and they think that helps, And that's coming from a city that sells drive-through daiquiris, by the way. So.
Yeah. They just put a piece of tape over the straw and they're like, this will help. This will protect us. And then we asked the lady that was selling it, it was like, hey, are these legal to drink? And we couldn't even finish to shut the door on our face. So.
Well, they're big fans of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Right.
But it was also the first time I've seen a snake at a comedy show.
Wow.
What? Except,
yeah, it was pretty crazy. Except for that one time you opened for Louis C.K.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go.
Come on.
Hopefully he never finds this.
Well, their emotional support animals choke you, but Corey's looking into pet snakes. By the way, I learned that Corey talks in his sleep.
Yeah, mostly no. Stop. Don't, Andrew.
Well, last night you said harder, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Come on, baby.
I had swamp ass. Those are the jokes. We got distracted a couple times because
he made it through and he only wanted to quit. He's embarrassed. He's covering his face. And
our ghost writer has been writing, so the jokes have been jumping all over the place. He's a sweet guy, though. Philip Kopczynski, Phil?
No.
All right. Well,
I know one Phil. I don't know his last name. Long hair out of Cali.
Nope.
Nope.
But I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Johnson, I think is who you're talking about.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Anyway, Spencer James is here. The man with two last names. Interesting. Or two first names.
Just how it worked out.
That's your given name, right? That's not a stage thing, is it?
No, it's a stage name for sure. No, it's a stage name.
Oh,
for sure.
Oh yeah. I didn't know that.
No.
That's the first time I've ever thought about that, but that makes sense. That's a good stage name.
Yeah, it's a longer story than we need to tell here.
We get your name wrong. Just Andrew gets everybody's name wrong anyway.
Especially the girl at the bar. Hey, yo.
Yep.
No, I wrote it down, so
he wrote it down on her forehead.
I gave her a little back tattoo of her name so that I could remember what it was when I screamed it out.
I've said the wrong name. I've said the wrong name in the heat of passion.
How did that go?
Yeah, but is that why you start dating two women at a time? So it wouldn't matter.
Oh, he's Mormon. Okay.
I don't even know where to go with that.
You remember the story of the one? Was it one time you did it, or you multiple times that you called out the wrong name?
No, just the one. I tried to deny it. Like, no, you heard wrong. Like, I didn't want to. She goes, no, I go, no. It's usually when women, I feel are having sexual pleasure, they're having a good time. That would just kind of bypass, but no, that ruined the move
around
pretty quick. Ruined the move pretty quick. So.
You tried to gaslight her. That's pretty funny. You're insane.
I didn't say Cindy.
That's my mom's name. Hey. Do you remember
gaslighting is that's premeditated. I think gaslighting. When I think of that, I think that's like I just saw the Tinder swindler, and I'm like that.
Yeah.
When I think of gaslighting, I think of that. Have you guys seen that on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. I've lived it. I mean, every time I'm like, trust me, I'm fun to be around and I'm hilarious and I'm great at sex. And then they're like, hey, this isn't what I signed up for.
Swindled.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't
catfish.
Believe it.
Catfish. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Do you remember the two names?
The two names of what? The people on Tinder swindler?
No. The proper name of the gal and the name you accidentally used? Oh, okay.
No, she was out of Chicago. That's all I remember. Like, it's just super good.
Oprah Winfrey.
I had a lady one time was like, it got towards the end of the night, and she's like, if you can tell me my name right now, I'll sleep with you. I was like,
give me a hint here.
And I got really close, and she was like, all right, fine.
Did she say your name back? Did you go, hey, no, I'm testing you? Or did you go, I don't really care, but I'm just curious.
I don't particularly like that game, so I didn't want to play it back. I also didn't care if she knew my name.
I boycott. I'm taking a knee. I don't like this.
Boy. Yeah. Well, anyway. But you're in Cincinnati right now?
I am. Yes. My lady's out here. I get back on a ship. I go on the Norwegian Bliss in a few days for like a month. So wow. I was in Vegas for a week, and after just getting done with a month out, and wanted to spend a few days with her out here. So
yeah.
Soaking up internet, man. Soaking up internet.
Well, you said everybody's upstairs. So that is like her family's place or something?
Yeah, she's got a couple kids, and so they're all upstairs. I need to talk to some degenerates, and they're like, all right, well, you can have the kitchen. So I'll take
Step puppy. Yeah. All right, that's fun. And you live in, Andrew, you guys are just meeting. So yeah, you live in Vegas, and you work in Vegas quite a bit. Obviously, yep. The two best clubs there you mentioned, or two of the best clubs. LA Comedy Club's awesome too. So,
yeah, they both been name drop it, baby. Right.
Well, I almost accidentally, didn't name drop a good. But have you been on the nude stage there?
Corey gets comedy club names confused in the middle of the show. He's like, great to be at Brad Garrett's. And they're like, no, this is LA Comedy Club. He's like, I wish it was Brad Garrett's, but.
Have you been on the new stage, the new room?
No, I didn't even get a chance to go by it. It was literally was home for a couple of days, and it takes about 48 hours when you're gone for a month to do laundry, check your mail. You know, I used to have a roommate. And I started doing the videography and photography stuff, right? Yeah. And then that got awkward because when you have a roommate, I had to set up all my lighting, and you guys know you have all this. I had all this lighting and video equipment set up in my bedroom. So I was just got women coming over being like, I'm like, the Pornhub starter kit.
Why is there a hole?
This was my Zoom comedy wall. It was a tough year.
That red light's always on.
Which is more embarrassing, that I had to do comedy for 2 years virtually, or that I spy on you.
I had a lady in a corporate bitch at me because of that. A lady in a corporate, she bitched at the booker that booked me for it because she goes, can you believe he did it? I thought it went great. And I was even reading her the jokes the night before. And then the next day, I thought it went bananas. So it went great. And then she bitched about me and she's like, he did one or two things that it was like one of those ones that were just finding something to complain because HR called him. And so she was like, and he did it in his bedroom. And I'm like, I spent time to not this. I didn't spend time for this background, but I spent time. Time for that background. I was like, this expensive light. I bought this LG camera. You know what I mean? Like,
what did she think? I mean, where did she think you were gonna do it?
I don't know. I'm sorry. My life is so poor that I can't properly.
Maybe this gig paid $10,000. I could do it in my home studio, but you know.
Well, that's the funny thing to me when people are upset. That's kind of the most Karen thing to do to me is to people like to add on stuff. Like they have one legitimate complaint, but they're like, that's not good enough. So they add like five or six totally menial, not big deal things. And then that convinces them to go, all right, now I can complain. And then you're like, get rid of the five other things. And if you don't think this one thing is good enough, then we're out. Like there's no, you don't get to complain.
Did you ever have a complaint, either one of you, so bad that you just laughed at it? Like it was so bad that you laughed at the person or you laughed at the email when you got it.
I don't doesn't happen very often, I don't think, but it's not.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't be doing these shits then.
Well, people don't reach out, or maybe I ignore them. I don't know.
Well, you do just.
Oh, I had one. A lady had decided to go on this. I was defending Tacoma and Spokane Comedy Club. I used to do that a lot. I'd go on their page and just be like, you're an idiot. Leave them alone. They're a good club. You're lucky to have it in your city, kind of thing. And one lady was complaining about a show, and I explained that I was at the, I go, well, I was at that show, and this is not an accurate representation. Cause I want it, if they're gonna go on the wall of the club and do it, I'm gonna go on the wall and be like, no, that's not how it happened. You know how I know? I was at the show and I performed on the show. So I know it's not how it happened. I want you to have a perspective of someone who, you know, whatever. And then she DM'd me like, I remember you on that show. Because it's Tom Segura too. I was like, how are you complaining about a Tom Segura show? He did Spokane Comedy Club. You're so lucky to have him in your city. Doing a comedy club for $25. And so she just said, I have like a little folder of like three of those that I screenshot where I'm like, this is hilarious. I'll share these someday. And then I don't think I ever did. But
I was gonna say, you should share them after the end of this though. You should share them. People can see, dude, you have some good ones. I remember when Landry's Dry Bar came out. And so you know how Facebook will show you know, when your friends comment on other friends' things. And so I was just checking Facebook when I was on LAN one day, and Landry's special, great comic, great dude, one of my good friends. His special comes out and it says Corey Michaelis is commenting. And I go, what is Corey saying on this? And there's some lady. Do you remember? I don't know the exact context, but this lady like gave, there's negative comments all the way down the Dry Bar things. And Landry was reading them. I was like, Landry, this is a good special. And there's a lot of positives, but you know, we focus on the negative ones. And you just decided just launch yourself into
Corey this. Loves nothing more than white knighting and just coming in there.
It was like
he did that on my special with my fake service dog. Oh, you missed the point of the joke. He used these words specifically at the beginning. He does it all the time.
I love it. He breaks it down for him.
Well, you know, it's the teacher. Yeah, I don't get to teach children anymore, so I have to find children on the internet to to correct.
That's funny.
It was laugh. The one that you got was laughable. So that's the thing, is sometimes they're laughable and you're like, this is just so silly. But
yeah, I had one guy comment. He said the booker emailed it to me. The booker's a friend of mine, so I guess that's why he sends me emails. He likes busting my chops too. He still books me, so it's fun for him. So he normally, bookers, I guess, wouldn't send you this stuff. It's just like, yeah, that's crazy. Don't send it. But
is it person's name start with a C?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So he sent it to me, and he goes, what happened? And I got a standing ovation. It was like, it wasn't one of those times where they stood up to go to the bathroom. Like, I'm very honest. But they also gave the guy, that the headliner of the show, a standing ovation as well. So I was like, okay, this is just what they do, you know. But it's still old people at a lodge in Nebraska standing for you. It's like, that's nice.
Awesome.
And he goes, so I was trying to get in with the C word guy. And this was like one of my first gigs. And he goes, the email just says, Spence, what happened? And I was like, feeling myself. I was like, yeah, no, right? Made old people stand. He goes,
what
no.
What happened, right?
No,
I made people get out of their wheelchairs.
Look below. And it was, and the guy that had booked, the guy that was there, I remember him. He's kind of like a Star Trek-y kind of, I love Star Trek, but you know the visual that I'm trying to.
Pointy ears, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes, the show was good. The headliner was great. Would not recommend Spencer to ever do stand-up comedy again. And I was like,
what?
Damn.
How could he be so far off, though, from what the...
I would love C-Word if you could ask this guy, like, how he got there. And so he showed me the thread later, and he goes, oh, don't worry about this dude. This dude's crazy. He also said, make sure that he doesn't do any black people jokes and earlier in emails and stuff like that. So his thing was, I remember the email coming back, and it was, there was nothing bad about Spence. We like him as a person, but he only showed up a half hour before the show. He was dressed too well for what the audience was. It was like, he listed all of these things. I'm like, I would use all of these as a resume. Like, I was showed up a half hour early. He was dressed nice. I'm like, what are your problem?
This isn't a dinner party where I just showed up while you were still like cooking meal.
It was
being early doesn't hurt anybody.
it was the weirdest thing. It was just one of those people that just wants to be like, you know, I need to be negative. I need to say something negative about you. So
the main complaints we get, like, we had some people upset about it like on the run, but it was also like, you find out after like a 20-minute conversation that they're like, oh, I just walked in the middle of it. And you're like, well, you can't miss the setup to the punchline. I have this joke about, like, I didn't wear my mask in Whole Foods. It felt like I was a black guy in Target. People are following me, blah, 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 blah. And this woman was like, the thing you said about black people being targeted by the police. And I was like, no, you miss everything. You miss all the jokes. But also, yes,
they are targeted by police.
Yes, but also, and then she went into this whole diatribe about my best friend's black, and, you know, she's been dropping her three kids off at my place for the last couple weeks. And then she's like, maybe I just have some stuff with my friend. And I'm like, that sounds like it, you know?
Yeah.
When they get offended and they start projecting on you, I remember I had the dry bar had a cyberbullying joke, and it was, and my solution to it was simplistic. It was like, well, just shut it off. And then just shut the computer off. And I talk about how I got bullied in person as a fat kid. I had to run away, no walk, skipped, whatever got me out of the situation. Like, I would just, then the joke started to happen. Right. But the amount of emails I got from people that were like, I had a long list of people that were like, basically cyberbullying me, like, that were just people like, you can't do this because my son, my cousin's nephew's son, just, I was like, you know the amount of people you have to skip over to get to me, to put the responsibility on me, a 3-minute video you saw on Facebook?
That was a joke.
Yeah.
It basically is taking the same position of you, you know. I mean, it's, yeah, whatever. I was worried about, yeah, I just posted a gender identity bit on TikTok, and TikTok goes to just anybody, you know. It's not, you know, anybody can see that shit. Same with a little bit with Instagram if you have a popular video, but I don't, so it's fine. And for the most part, Facebook is seen by the people that follow you already, so you're kind of fine, you know.
Yeah,
TikTok, it's like, and the gender identity bit was like a few years ago. I'd probably change the wording if I did it now, whatever. I, you know, whatever. And so I was really nervous, but just one woman, and she did a great job. She's like, just, you know, think, consider this, that, and that. And I go, all things I've considered, I changed the bit a little bit, it's better now.
Yeah.
She was like, great. Awesome. Yeah. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Did you guys see, it's been the gender thing. You're the first comics I've spoken to, I guess, at length. The Chappelle thing. What was your guys' take on the Chappelle thing?
Oh, like trans stuff or something else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I knew nothing about it. I just watched his special. Like, as soon as it came out, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this special. And then when I got done watching the special, I was like, oh, I got a positive feeling about trans people. I don't know any trans people. And like, that person was having an experience, and he awoke to realize he should be more understanding of transgender people. And that's what I took away from it. And then at the end of it, all of this stuff started happening. I was like, oh, I didn't get that from that at all.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there was some history before it, like a couple specials of jokes in those also, you know, so.
Got it.
So that led to him, you know. I feel like I'm just always the wrong person to talk about things that I've never experienced, you know. So I'm always like, I start to go down it and I go, I don't really know. I
mean, yeah,
if a lot of trans folks, I mean, I could be convinced either way too. Like, I go, it seems like you say that, and I go, yeah, it kind of seems like he really is fine with folks who are trans. And then not fine with them, but like has good relationships with some folks who are trans. And then I see a tweet where she's like, I literally wrote, I watched the whole thing and I cried the whole time. And I'm like, oh fuck, well, I guess I believe you that it was hurtful, so I can't deny that you felt hurt by it, so that sucks too. Fuck yeah. Anyway, so I don't know.
All right.
I'm with Corey. I'm like, I'm the wrong guy. I'm, first of all, I never get really offended by a lot. Like, my whole complaint about this situation is like, well, don't tweet about it, because I joke around like I wasn't even gonna watch it because I didn't really like his last few. I thought they were just okay, and so I was like, oh, I'll get around to Chappelle's new thing eventually. But then everyone was complaining about it, and I was like, well, now I gotta fucking watch the thing.
It just
and so I was like, more. I feel like we're creating our own, you know, super villains by constantly giving them attention and drawing attention and being like, they're the worst person and how dare they? And it's like, if you hate something, just shut up and move on. Maybe, I mean, you know, I wish I would write a hateful bit that I could get some attention for it. Cause I feel like no one, I feel like it's easier to name five comedians you hate than five comedians you love. Like when someone comes up, like, who are your favorite comedians? And I'm like, I don't know who's even good right now. It's, you know, whatever. But like, you know, it just feels backwards to me. I feel like we're giving all the attention to the negative people and not going like, hey, these are some, there's some really great comedy out there that you should enjoy, you know?
Yeah. Well, from a comedy perspective, I always take things from that where it's like, okay, like even now, I'm like, I kind of have to know the person before I even go watch their stand-up. Like it's, right. It's at that point now because I think I've just been... We're jaded, we're broken. Anybody that's an artist, anybody that's trying to make a living as an artist, there's something wrong with us. Like, so, and if you dig deep enough or you hang out long enough, you're going to see what that broken thing is. And so I'm already trying to pick up my pieces. So after a while, it's like, ugh, I got to focus on me and focus on what I need to get done. But sometimes I'll see some comics and it's just like, I don't know if it doesn't matter if they do well. It doesn't matter if they don't do well. If I meet them as a person and I just don't like them, you know, like if I don't like their mentality or like them morally, or it's very hard for me to then go watch their stand up. If I meet someone and they're cheating on their wife, you know, that's hard for me to. Does that make sense? I feel like it. Froze.
Oh, I thought you froze. Like, I thought you.
Yeah. No. So like, or if someone's stealing something, or they're doing somebody else's bit, or they're doing something from before, it's like, I'd rather just not watch that. I'd rather go, or they're too opinionated in their own stand-up where they're like, oh, I'm the best as ever is, or will be, and no one's discovered me yet, and everything else. Like, yeah, shut the fuck up. We just go up there and write the thing that we were talking about and just perform it and see if you can connect with these group of people and have a moment. And then that's what it is. That's the beauty of it. So when people that have never done it, even more so analyze it, it's like, who wants to be famous in this day and age? Who wants, the only thing that happens is they're going to tear you down as soon as possible for something you said 14 years ago when you were a high school kid and never, and weren't even around anybody, you know, what's the purpose of learning if you're going to be judged before when you're ignorant. So,
right.
Sorry, this is getting kind of a deep.
No, I mean, that's a real deep, you know, point about this cancel culture or whatever, you know, and it is like, we have to have room to grow and we have to have, you know, you could use the analogy of writing jokes. It's like, you have to have bad jokes to get good ones. Like what this whole podcast is like, we're trying, you know, but if we set a goal of writing every week, you know, eventually there's going to be great stuff that comes
that's
out of
really
it. But,
good. Yeah.
So you have to set these, you know, the personal growth and like, we've all probably said things and regretted things and whatever, but you know, well, there's an old quote, the worst thing about someone is not the truest. And I always think of that when it's like, I have friends that, you know, I don't like certain things about their personality. And I think I would do certain things differently, but I always go, that doesn't define who that person is in totality. Cause there's so much great things about them that, that I can see past. And if we're weighing on the scale of justice or whatever, you know, and it's like, 98% of Corey is an amazing human. You know, that 2%, he's a piece
my
of
dick.
But, you know, it's fine.
It's a high number. And I like Corey.
I was being fictitious and I didn't want to say a real name. And so I used Corey as my scapegoat. And
C-word.
Yeah, the C-word guy.
I've been called that before. But. I mean, back to the original question. Now I'm remembering that there was a woman who just like literally, we had an outdoor show. It was colder than it normally is in Louisiana.
Oh yeah, it was like 45 degrees outside, and so
yeah,
you know,
warned people in advance. The guy in the venue didn't do a very great job of like having a contingency plan, like warming.
Also, the venue has. the venue owns like four heat lamps, but they weren't working on our night for some, whatever.
He
There's
said
things
they always,
out of our control yeah. for sure.
He was like, they always give us trouble. And I was like, I don't know what that means. Whatever. No, because there was like 20 propane tanks too. I could see them all. I was like, all right.
We're going to burst into flames? Like, what kind of problem? You don't want to hear that when you're like, hey, our heat and propane doesn't work accurately.
Yeah.
Go grab this electrical.
It's always tricky. Sometimes it explodes. Sometimes it just keeps you moderately warm. But are you drinking chocolate milk? What is going on over there?
It's tea.
Okay. Cider vinegar.
Okay,
So she walks up and she has this moment of like, I didn't know this was going to be an outdoor show. Which at that moment, I think we can't stay. I probably would have gone. Yeah. You didn't know. Cause we didn't like totally advertise it.
I even said to her like, hey, we can give you a refund. We can, whatever. You can go indoors. You can do whatever you want.
They were trying to talk him into going inside. And then the lady that was helping was like, you can hear the show from the inside, which wasn't totally accurate. I don't think so.
There's
not
a DJ
great.
Playing indoors kind of, yeah. But
anyway, she and her husband decided to walk out and sit and listen and hang. And they stayed through. I host it. And then we had a guest. And then I come back later and do time. And Andrew does a bunch of time. And she left whenever, I don't know, at one point. And then decided to write a nasty comment on the Facebook event. And it's like, you had so many opportunities to not have any of this be a problem. Oh, and if you got to come to a small town in Mississippi just to do outdoor show.
Oh, perform. If you're going to perform outdoors for less than 50 people. And I was like, first of all, we sold 100 tickets. So I don't know now, who.
They can't count or read calendars.
So. Well, how do you. She came to the show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
She didn't know it was going to be outdoors. I know. Made it. Yeah. She somehow was asked to be there. I think there's a chance. We use my videos to promote. Is there a chance that
who gives
I don't know?
Mitch, you walked into the show. You chose.
After we
to
go,
show.
Hey, you don't have to. We'll refund. You know, even 10 minutes in, if she was like, you know what, I'm not feeling it. Whatever.
Feet are frozen. Whatever. Yeah. She just said a lot of things. I got COVID 2 minutes ago. Anything. We would have given you your money back. But also, a negative comment doesn't really hurt much. It didn't hurt us. It's
right,
not a big deal. But you're like, what kind of insane person does that? That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know what people. Why can't they just say it to your face? I don't really understand that. There's something I mean, about just
she walked right by me.
Yeah. Huh?
She walked right by me. So yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't understand that. I don't understand why you can't just approach them and be like, you know what? I didn't like that. I appreciate it. Be like, oh, okay, well. You had the freedom to leave, and I appreciate you sticking around for the art form. And if it wasn't your particular art form, you don't have to come back next time. Here's your money back. You know, I don't understand why that can't be an adult conversation about you can dislike something without hating it or writing a blog about it. Like you can just dislike something and move on. In this day and age where there's so much stuff that you can watch and listen to and be consume, you know, bombarded with entertainment, who has the time to click? Anytime I see, I love the negative comments on when the dry bar stuff was happening. I loved them. I thought they were hilarious. I was like, man, I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to you in person. I want to see what your situation is.
That's a fun podcast. Try to interview people who leave negative comments.
But here's a good example.
That's a really
great
idea.
Example.
That would be great.
What do you, because they, like 9 times out of 10, they're going to misunderstand something or they're not going to realize.
Oh, you know. That's what you meant? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good.
You'll love this story. Well, so Brad Upton is doing my show this upcoming Saturday.
Love Brad.
I just saw
your huge Instagram post about he's got more viewers than the Kardashian sex tape. That was really made me laugh out loud.
Oh, who said that?
Was that on your Instagram there, Spencer?
I have one. Yeah, it's the last thing that I posted was about him. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's really funny.
I'm looking at the wrong guys.
I think that's me. I haven't looked at the Instagram since I posted that. So it was like the last one. I took a little bit of a break. So,
yeah. So we promoted his show. It's going well. We've sold like almost 500 tickets. We're very excited. It's awesome.
Sweet.
One, you know, they're geolocated ads I'm running, right? So one kid from Everett writes, This is this guy's punching down to poor young people. What an idiot. He's an old dumb boomer or whatever, right? And I just commented, like, I mean, it's, by the way, it's an ad I've spent $1,500 on. So, like, get out of here. You know? So I go, hey, probably shouldn't call people dumb in with a comment that has four mistakes in it or whatever. I something. And he goes, oh, fucking grammar police. And then he's like, grammar doesn't have anything to do with intelligence. And I was like, all right, this is, I'm just saying, get out of here. That's my point. And so we went back and forth several times. He at one point is like, I'm going to make this so, just because you keep coming at me, I'm going to make this so much worse for you. Whatever. And so then he shares the video and talks shit on his own page. And I go, and I get notified because he tags me, or I get the share notification.
Eight people. Yeah.
Well, that's hilarious because I go over and it just sits there for an hour with no responses, no likes, no comments, no nothing for an hour. And then
you have the time.
My fans are going to have a fit. Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it.
Corey's sitting there being like, all right, let's see what happens.
No, I didn't notice.
Corey's like, set the timer. I'm gonna come back.
To be fair, I didn't notice.
Corey's just sitting watching the likes at zero.
No, I didn't notice it until it had been an hour. But anyway, so I go and I look. There's nothing happening. He tags like four friends. And then the first comment from one of his friends was, I don't know, man. Seems pretty funny to me. And I'm like, oh, you're making it so much worse for me. And he's like, well, I don't care how many people like, how many likes I get.
Did you comment on his video on that page under the comment that his friend made?
Oh, yeah, because the second comment was, someone goes, isn't this one of Yuri's former teachers who helped him start comedy? About me. Because this kid's from Everett, right? So one of his friends is a former student of mine who I helped start comedy. So I go, oh, man, you're really showing me, man. You got no response. You had to tag people. The first person you tagged said they loved it. And then the second person who commented was like, isn't this a cool guy who helped out Yuri start comedy? And he's like, well, I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. And then like an hour later, I get a DM from him. And he's like, maybe I spout off too much online. Maybe I got a problem with that. But
that's good.
I didn't like it. You know, da, da, da. And I go, hey, man. No problem. Most people don't even acknowledge that they made a mistake. And he's like, I said, I'm just trying to bring comedy to my hometown. It's been gone for 2 years. And then he was like, oh yeah, I produce comedy or I produce music. So I get how it is. And then I replied and I go, yeah, imagine if you spent $1,500 on an ad and some random dude popped in and was like, this video sucks. You suck at music. Nobody should come to your show. And then he's like, oh man, I feel terrible now. And I was like, I'm not trying to make you feel terrible. I'm just telling you this is what happened. And he's like, and I gave you multiple opportunities to move on and you didn't. And then like a week later, just the other day, he messaged me again and he goes, well, I guess I'm seeing you Saturday night. Tickets are purchased. I was like, all right.
Wow.
So he's going to come see Brad Saturday night. And he goes, You can beat me up if you want. That's what he said. I was like, we're fine, dude. Just come on out to the show. I think you'll like Brad.
Man, that is I love that. Absolutely love that. When someone, I don't, man, you're
it's like a redemption arc on this storyline, you know?
No, it's so good. But I really love self-awareness. I love.
That's the first time I've heard of someone changing their mind on the internet. That's amazing.
You know what I mean? That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, I remember someone posting like, no one's ever changed minds on Facebook. I was like, that's not true. I've had a couple things happen on Facebook where I'm like, oh shit, I was wrong. That was wrong. So
I shouldn't have
someone
that
do that. And for you to respond that way is also good. I think all those, I think everything that happened in that is what I wish the world would do.
Like, I used to like Corey and then he posted his trans bit and I really changed my mind on Corey's comedy.
Well, you got them titties now, Andrew. You got more sensitive. It's gonna be more sensitive.
His titties are sensitive. I heard
you
him.
Saw him when he was with the hand grenade. Heard you him. Saw him when you walked in. You walked in on it. I think that's a fantastic story for someone to have to admit that he was wrong.
Yeah.
Not publicly, still privately, but that's fine.
That's good enough.
Yeah. And for you to be like, hey, man, More
I'd be curious if he deleted the video. Yeah, if he deleted the negative post on his page. I didn't go look at that, but at this point, I'm cool. We're fine. I don't care. And I was like, you also shared the video. I mean, you're not. I mean, thank you for sharing the video, you dummy. But so he's going to like Brad. He saw the millennial bit that Brad doesn't do anymore. Brad's going to do well, and he's going to be like, ah, shit, this guy's good. And I was an idiot, and you know, and he's gonna, I mean, the other three comics are awesome too. It's just gonna be a fun night. That's what I'm saying. I gotta get connected with you, because I know you have a couple. What I basically use is people's dry bar videos to help them produce self-produce shows as best I can. And so anyway.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, I gotta get a hold of you at some point. Whenever I just,
if we can do it.
Gotta do it at some point.
That's great, man. I don't have anything in Vegas on the books, but I'll get something. Have you been over to Wise Guys yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll have to reach out to Keith. He told me to reach out to him, so maybe I'll come down for that. But yeah, I look forward to seeing you. And I'm going to pick your brain, if you don't mind, in the next month about Bliss, because that's my first cruise. I've never done one. My first one.
Oh, man, Bliss. Go-kart track on it. There will be a video. There will be a video that you can watch about. You and I will have a personal conversation. But
yeah,
for this year, what I'm trying to do, if anybody wants or gives a shit, it is, I don't know if it's a TikTok, but it's YouTube right now. I like long form entertainment. That's how I consume social media. I like going on YouTube, and that's how I consume things. I don't know if that's accurate. I'm sure that's old or whatever it is, but I'm a big Casey Neistat fan. And that guy, I don't know if anybody knows who that is on here, but he was doing short films every day for like 18 months. And every day. And he was just creating one. And it was a vlog, sure, but it was a cinematic type of look. And people have since tried to copy it and everything else, but I really enjoyed the content that he created. So that's what I'm trying to recreate now. And if I'm on the cruise ships, if anybody even wants to know what it's like to be out there or go on a cruise, I'm going to be going on all Norwegian, Oceania, Celebrity the rest of this year. And if they go subscribe to YouTube, it'll be a lot of at least that. So like I'm going to Puerto Vallarta and Cabo for a month. So if you ever want to know what to do down there, I'm going to do all those things. So yeah. So hopefully make them entertaining and funny or sad. If I die on a zip line or something, that'd be a good, hopefully someone gets the video and posts it. So,
well, at least we'll have video footage and we can sue Royal Caribbean or whoever, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Great having you online. People can find Spencer at
Comedian Spencer. Go to YouTube and hit subscribe.
There it is. Like that.
Doing it right now. Video,
subscribe, hit the bell.
Boom.
Andrew did it. Andrew is Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. And this was Homeschool Podcast. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, shit. I forgot to record.